continue to have this evangelical service.
奉主之圣名, 我们继续, 我们的布道会,
First of all, we have to thank the Almighty God for the above presentation of hymns to inspire us to worship Him.
首先要来感谢神, 刚才我们听了合唱团所唱的赞美诗来感动我们来敬拜神。
Indeed, before the Almighty God, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, we need to bow the knee.
所以实在是在神的面前, 圣灵的带领之下, 我们要屈膝在他面前。
Who are we in this world?
在这个世上我们是谁呢?
Actually useless without the love of Christ.
如果没有耶稣的爱, 我们是没用的。
We are condemned without the love of God.
没有神的爱的话, 我们一样是这样沉沦。
Without the knowledge of the truth, we just drift like a boat without someone to control it.
没有真理的话就好像一艘船在这个海当中没有人来撞舵。
Eventually we drift and drift and our end is destruction.
飘来飘去, 最后所飘到的地方就是沉沦。
But we are different now.
但今天我们就不同了。
And we pray and hope that all those who have not been enlightened will be different.
所以我们都期望, 那些未听到真理的今天一样会被神的说话。
We are different because of God.
我们不同就是因为有神。
We are not the same with others because of the mercy of Christ.
我们跟其他人不同就是因为神对我们的怜悯。
We are so special.
我们今天非常之特别,
because of the power of God.
就是因为我们有了神的这个能力,
because of the power from on high.
因为是从上头来的能力。
Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
我们来打开路加福音书24章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音书24章。
Verse 49.
49节。
Luke 24, 49.
24章的49节。
Luke
24:49.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们就要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
This is the command of Jesus before he has ascended into heaven.
这里是主耶稣被升天之前所吩咐的。
So wait in an upper room in Jerusalem.
要在耶路撒冷的楼上来等候。
For what?
等候什么呢?
For the power to come down from above.
就是等候这个从上头来的能力。
What is this power?
这个能力是什么?
Definitely Jesus meant the coming of the Holy Spirit.
当然主耶稣所讲的能力就是指着圣灵而讲的。
And this kind of teaching is in line with the ancient prophets.
其实这样的教法是跟旧约的这些先知所讲的是一致的。
What is this teaching then?
这个教法是什么?
That is, we have to have power from God so that we can be empowered to do something for Him.
换句话来说，我们可以为神来工作之前，我们一定要从神那里先得到这个能力。
Once we are empowered, we can see the truth of salvation.
有了这个能力，我们就可以看得到这个得救的真理。
When we are empowered, then we can follow not the trends of the world, but the teachings of the Lord.
我们有了这个能力，就可以来遵守神的说话，不是来遵守。
No wonder Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 also tells us.
尤其是在撒加利亚书第四章第六节这样讲我们听。
And he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts.
在四章第六节讲我们听，就是他对我讲，这是神所指示，所罗巴伯所讲的说话，就是不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，是依靠神的能力。
Zerubbabel was talking about, of course, rebuilding, building the temple of God.
当然这里所罗巴伯所指着的就是建立神的这个圣殿。
In the same manner, the true church in the end time must be built not by our own might, not by our own power, but by the Holy Spirit.
同样的，在这个末世的真教会来讲，我们不是靠着人的势力或者人的才能， 是靠着神的圣灵，成为可以建立起来。
There are so many Christians in the world today who begin to talk about the Holy Spirit.
今天世上很多基督徒都讲到这个圣灵的事情。
But unfortunately, a lot of people are confused or deceived by the devil.
啊，好多人今日仍然系被误会或者误解或者被撒旦嚟整到佢哋唔明白。
On many occasions, I've encountered people who claim to have received the Holy Spirit.
好多次我见到咁样嘅人同我讲，佢哋已经得到圣灵。
Not until they truly put their heart towards God and study the Bible with humility, and then God really gives them the Holy Spirit, and they say, "I have received the Holy Spirit."
一直等到佢真真正正有呢个谦卑嘅心嚟学习神嘅说话，嚟向神嚟祈祷，但佢祈祷嘅时候得到圣灵，佢就咁样讲，我系呢一次真真正正系得到圣灵。
How can it happen? You know, before they come to the truth, they say, "I've got the Holy Spirit," and then after they studied the Word of God, how to be baptized, to keep the Holy Sabbath, all the other important teachings for salvation, and they say, "Oh, now I've received the Holy Spirit just as you have."
为什么有些人来之前都说他得到圣灵，但来了之后因为他们真真正正这样体验到，所以他们很愿意这样 来遵守圣经的吩咐，受恩师等等。
The answer is very simple.
这个答案非常简
单。 In the end time, according to Jesus, according to Paul,
末世来之前根据耶稣和保罗，
There will be a lot of wrong teachings going around in the world.
有好多嘅呢啲假先知或者假道理出现。
The very important word mentioned by Jesus is deceit.
主耶稣所讲到一句说话就系唔系冇俾人嚟骗啊。
That is to say, the devil will deceive people even about speaking in tongues.
换句话嚟讲，撒旦都会嚟误导人，就系甚至讲灵言呢方面。
We've got to be very careful.
所以我们要非常之谨慎。
So this power from on high is talking about the Holy Spirit coming upon us.
所以这里所提到的从上头来的能力就是讲到圣灵。
So within this short period of time, we're going to share together what is God to do, what is this power of God to do with us for salvation.
所以在这段的时间我们要来探讨一下这个从上头来的能力对我们有什么帮助。
Remember, John said in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, John said in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, he said, "Indeed I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire."
所以三章十七节咁样讲我哋听，就系、是。我嚟系用水同你施洗，但系耶稣嚟之后用火同圣灵。
So it's very clear, the Holy Spirit will come upon us.
好清楚讲你听，圣灵一定会降临。
Jesus' promise is even clearer.
主耶稣嘅应许更加嘅清楚。
Before his crucifixion,
主耶稣未被钉十字架之前
，In John chapter 3 verse 8 he says,
约翰福音书三章十八节讲我哋听
，The Holy Spirit will come like a wind.
圣灵好似呢个风咁样。
John 3:8。
三章第八节。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Holy Spirit.
三章第八节讲你听，圣灵嚟嘅就好似风咁样。呢度所讲到嘅就系、是。风随着自己意思吹，听见风的声音都不知道从哪里来，但你知道从哪里去，凡从圣灵生的都是这样。
Jesus said that before he actually was crucified, he just started preaching the gospel.
主耶稣说这句话都是未被钉十字架之前，只不过是刚出来传福音。
And he continued telling people that he will send the Holy Spirit upon them.
他继续这样来告诉人听，他会赐给圣灵给世人。
For example, in John chapter 14,
一个例子就是约翰福音书的十四章。
John chapter 14 verse 16,
约翰福音书的十四章十
六节。 And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that is, that he may abide with you forever. 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And here it means Jesus is talking to his disciples. Now he himself, Jesus, is now with you, but in the future he will be in you. That is the Holy Spirit.
这里主耶稣对门徒这样讲， 暂时他或者不会跟他们一起，但以后呢，圣灵会跟他们同住， 就是耶稣， 永远在他们里面。
So before the coming of the Holy Spirit, that is called early rain, to establish the apostolic church, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit will come down to build the church.
所以圣灵未降临之前，就是这个未到来之前，主耶稣就要借着圣灵来建立使徒教会。
After Jesus died, he resurrected on the third day.
主耶稣被钉十字架之后，第三日复活。
He lived in this world for about 40 days.
复活之后大约40日在地上。
And he taught a lot of things pertaining to the heavenly kingdom.
他教导门徒很多关于这些天国的事情。
And one of the things is clear in John chapter 20 verse 21.
一件事情是非常清楚的，就是在约翰福音书的20章21节。
Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also sent you." Verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That is wonderful. Before he ascended to heaven, he promised they would receive the Holy Spirit. When Jesus breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," the Holy Spirit had not come upon them yet.
当时耶稣未升天之前，对门徒这样讲， 你们将会受圣灵，讲了之后就吹一口气，你们会受圣灵，但当时圣灵都未降临。
Of course, later on, we know the Holy Spirit came after Jesus ascended to heaven 10 days.
之后我们知道耶稣升天12月之后，圣灵就真正降临。
This brings us to Acts of Apostles chapter 2.
这样就会被我们到去这个使徒行传第二章。
The promise of Jesus before and after his death regarding the coming of the power of the Holy Spirit was fulfilled on the day of the Pentecost, as can be seen in Acts chapter 2.
主耶稣的死之前或者死之后所讲到的圣灵的事情，在使徒行传的第二章就五旬节的时候已经应验了。
In John chapter 3 verse 8 he says the Holy Spirit is going to come like a wind.
在约翰福音书第三章第八节讲，我们听圣灵好像风一样。
And that was fulfilled if you look at Acts chapter 2.
这个就是
verse 2.
在使徒行传第二章第二节那里应验了。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the people, the whole house where they were sitting. And then appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one set upon each other, and they began to speak in tongues.
忽然之间从天上又向山下来，好似大风吹过，这样他们就开始来讲灵言。
This is the power of God from above.
这里是从神上头来的能力。
Suddenly came a sound, wind, that is prophesied by Jesus.
忽然之间又响声下来，就好像主耶稣所预言的。
And they began to speak in tongues.
这里说他们听，他们就开始来讲灵言。
Let us understand this chapter very carefully.
这一章我们要来细心地明白一下。
God actually interpreted some of the tongues for 15 types of people from different areas within the Roman Empire to understand part of the tongues. And that part of the tongue after interpretation was to praise God.
当时有很多人翻译，在这里神用他们可以翻译成15种不同的这些说话出来，被那些人明白到，最后所说出来的翻译就是赞美神为大。
Because tongue speaking, no one can understand unless God interprets for you or me, or God gives somebody the gift to interpret the tongues.
因为讲方言本来就是没有人听得出来的，除非神赐这样的恩赐给某某人他可以翻出来。
So this is the first thing we could understand, this power from on high. We cannot understand this speaking in tongues when a person has received the Holy Spirit.
所以从上头来的能力，这个圣灵呢，第一点我们要明白到就是当他讲方言的时候呢，没有人可以听得明。
Because Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 tells us, speaking in tongues, no one can understand, but God understands.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十四章第二节讲你听，讲方言是没有人听得明白，因为是对神讲，神知道的。
But then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it tells us that tongues can be interpreted. This interpretation of tongue is a special gift.
当然在哥林多前书十二章又提到这个翻方言的事情，就是有特别的恩赐。
So this tongue speaking is what we need to evidence that we have received the Holy Spirit.
就是证明我们一个人得到圣灵就是讲方言。
Without speaking in tongues, we have not received the Holy Spirit.
没讲方言就讲给我们听，这个人未曾得到圣灵。
But of course, we can still be inspired or moved by the Holy Spirit to come to the truth.
当然。
And without the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues.
当然一个人仍然可以被神的灵来感动，到神的面前来听到真理，虽然讲他未讲方言。
So from this whole chapter we can see a special occasion. First time the Holy Spirit coming down like a mighty wind, and some people were able to understand some of the tongues after interpretation by God.
所以在这一章里面讲我们听，圣灵的降临就好像一阵的大风吹过这样，使到好多当时很多的人都可以藉著翻方言可以明白所講的是什麼。
But then we can see clearly later on the church was built very quickly from Acts chapter 2 onwards.
從使徒行傳的第二章之後我們講明白到當時使徒的教會的建立就非常之快。
If you study the whole book of Acts of the Apostles, we can see the Holy Spirit, the power from on high enabled them to preach the word of God reallyStarting from Jerusalem in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
如果我们从使徒行传成本书来看的话，自从圣灵降临之后呢，圣灵的工作是非常之快的，从耶路撒冷犹大传递一直传到这个地极。
So the whole Acts of the Apostles fulfilled Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
所以成本使徒行传所做的事情就要来应验使徒行传第一章第八节所讲的。
But you shall receive power when you, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. This is promised by Jesus, and actually the whole book of Acts later on after the Holy Spirit was fulfilled.
圣灵降临在他们身上之后，他们就得到这个能力，可以在耶路撒冷由地传地撒玛利亚直到地极，为神来作见证。
In other words, the truth started in Jerusalem and then preached to neighboring Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth at the time, referring to Roman, you know, as Rome.
所以这里讲我们听，就是圣灵在耶路撒冷降临，就传起这个由地传地之后就撒玛利亚其他的地方。
Mediterranean nearby countries.
好多地中海当时这些其他不同的国家。
This is possible because of the power from on high.
这个是可能的，就是因为从上头来的能力。
But unfortunately, after not many years, infiltration of heresies was prevalent in the church.
所以好可惜的，好几年几年之后呢，一段时间之后，这个异端就来走入在教会。
And this afternoon we'll talk about this. Why there are so many churches in the world today?
今日等阵晏昼咧，我哋会嚟讲一下点解今日世上有咁多嘅基督教。
So after the establishment of the apostolic church, the devil did not like it. So he changed the word of God. He planted another seed among the believers.
所以使徒教会嘅成立之后咧，当然魔鬼就非常之唔高兴。所以就把这些异端的种子摆在人的心里面，使到这些事情的发生。
So according to history, you can see gradually the church was turned into a worldly organization.
所以从宗教历史当中讲给我们听，这个宗教以后就成为一个同世上的这个基教没什么分别。
So-called the big tree, you know, appeared in Matthew chapter 13.
就好像马太福音书十三章所讲到的这个 罪三大架构宗教教
基督教系出现。
就是1517年之后的这个宗教的改革。
All these people were trying to go back, come back to the Bible, but to no avail, failed.
这些改革都是有同一个意志，就是希望把这个教会带再归回圣经，但都没有做到。
Only when Holy Spirit truly inspires us in the end time, we can see the truth. We can find the truth.
唯有真真正正圣灵的来启示，人就话可以翻到圣经里。
After that, so-called a dark period in which the Holy Spirit did not work as it is now working with us.
当然
in the time of the apostles, before the downfall of the apostolic church.
所以喺嗰段时间系一个黑暗嘅时间，所以一直要等到这个圣灵的降临。
The Lateran is what we are in now. We have got the Lateran today.
这个晚意就是我们今天所真教会所拥有的圣灵。
As mentioned for the in the past previous sessions, that the Holy Spirit has come down in two periods of time.
所以之前我们已经讲过圣灵呢是分两期这样来降临。
This is still the power from on high.
仍然都是从上头来的能力。
Because of sins, because of corruption, because of weaknesses, the Holy Spirit departed gradually from the church, original apostolic church.
初期的使徒教会因为他们的罪，他们的腐败，所以呢，圣灵就慢慢这样离开教会。
But that is not God's will.
当然这个都不是神
的意思。God's will is before the Lord comes again, the true church will appear.
神的意思就是他来之前呢真教会一定会出现。
And that church will appear with a name in the Bible.
这间教会出现之后呢，它的名字就是圣经找得到的。
Because today there are thousands and thousands of denominations and churches.
所以今天在世上有很多上千的这些不同的基督教
派。Everyone share the same Father, Almighty God.
每一个人都说我们都是认识这个全能的真神。
But not the same Mother.
但是不同
这个 Not the same church.
不同的母亲就不同的教会。
We'll talk a little bit in the afternoon.
当然晏昼之后
Only we share the same father and same mother, we can go to heaven.
唯有是同一个父母出来的，我们就可以进入这个天国。
This is what Paul says in Galatians.
这里是保罗在加拉太书所讲的。
And many other verses.
还有圣经很多个经节。
Only the Holy Spirit can inspire us to know what the church is, what the end time true church is, who the end time true church is.
唯有圣灵的指示，我们就能知道哪间教会是属于这个末世的真教会。
So today, the Holy Spirit is with us.
今天圣灵与我们同在。
We have the power from above.
我们有这个从上头来的能力。
Because of this Holy Spirit,
因为有这个圣灵，
we can see the truth.
我们就可以看到真理。
Not only seeing, but with the power to accept.
又不单止看到，我们有这个能力来接受。
There's many people see the truth, but without power to accept the truth.
好多都有很多的人有这个能力来看到，但是没有看到这个真理，没有能力接受。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit coming down from above.
因为这个从真理的圣灵从上头下来。
Is to build the church.
又来建立教会。
To build the church of God.
来建立神的教会。
And this church must be based.Upon the teaching of the apostles, Jesus Christ being the cornerstone.
要来建立这个教会，就是主耶稣为这个教会的房角石。
We have to rebuild this church in the end time.
我们在这个末世要重新来建立这间教会。
This is so called the end time true church.
就是这个末世的真教会。
We should even know the truth.
我们应该
Better than the times of the apostles, the people of the apostles.
我们都要好像当时他们使徒时代那些人明白这个真理。
More than what they knew.
要比他们更加多。
Why do we say this?
为什么要这样说呢?
For example, we know Revelation well. Very well.
因为我们对比如说我们对启示录非常清楚。
Paul possibly did not know about Revelation.
当时的保罗使徒时代的保罗可能不知道这个启示录。
Because Paul died before Revelation was published, was revealed.
保罗已经死咗啦，当时这个启示录就话写出嚟。
But then everything revealed in Revelation would include the teachings of Paul.
当然
interesting, isn't it?
启示录所讲嘅呢啲事情咧， 都會
a lot of teachings include
呢啲教訓。教訓咧同保羅所講出嚟嘅教訓都係一致嘅。
So we are more responsible in the end time。
所以可以講下，我哋喺末世呢個時代更加有呢個責任。
That's why the Bible tells us in the end time the true Jesus is more glorious than the previous one, apostolic church。
所以聖經講嚟聽，末世嘅真教會係比使徒教會更加榮耀。
So what is this power from on high for？
點解呢個從上頭嚟嘅？
In other words, what is the purpose, the function of the Holy Spirit for us？
有咩功用咧
？Of course, Jesus answered so well。
主耶稣好清楚咁样讲，
We need the Holy Spirit to go to heaven。
我哋需要圣灵，就话可以进入天国。
John chapter 3 verse 5 tells us so clearly。
系约翰福音书三章第五节。
And if one is born of water and the Holy Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God。
一个人如果唔系从水同和圣灵重生嘅话，
所以 receiving the Holy Spirit, that is the power from on high, is to enable us to go to heaven eventually。
所以从上头嚟嘅能力得到圣灵，我哋就可以进入神嘅国度。
In other words, this power is to give us rebirth。Rebirth。
换句话嚟讲，呢个能力就俾我哋有重生嘅机会。
Rebirth of water and Holy Spirit。
就借助水同圣灵嚟重生。
That means we must be baptized according to the Bible。
换句话嚟讲，一定遵照圣经嘅吩咐嚟洗礼。
Sins can be forgiven。
借助洗礼，罪可以洗去。
And that baptism must be correct according to the Bible。
当然呢个洗礼嘅方法一定系同圣经一致
嘅。If it is not rightly done, then baptism would be void, useless.
如果呢个洗礼嘅方法唔同圣经一样嘅话咧，所行嘅咁多次都系冇用嘅。
We got to be bold enough with the power of God to come back to the Bible.
所以我哋应该有呢个勇气即作神嘅道理嘅指示。
This is the mission of the end time true church, the true Jesus church.
当然呢个都系呢个真末世真教会。这个他们的这个责任。
As I mentioned last night, you know, in Tanzania, just recently, God opened his battlefield, fighting with the True Jesus Church.
所以好像我昨晚所说的，最近在这个非洲这个坦桑尼亚这个地方呢，神已经打开他的这个福音的战场。
A person before coming to the True Church, you know, had a congregation of more than 1,000 members.
一个人
started fasting prayer on a mountain for 24 days.
一个人未到真教会之前有1,000个信徒跟住佢。开始嘅时候咧，喺山上祈祷24日，禁食祈祷。
On the 24th day, God said Jesus appeared to him, telling him, "You must hand all this work to the True Church."
祈祷之后呢，神同佢咁样讲，要把呢啲工作全部交俾真耶稣教会。
And eventually, they believed in what was preached according to the Bible by the true Jesus Church preachers。
最后咧，佢哋就嚟相信咗真耶稣教会传道所讲嘅呢个传俾嘅福音，佢哋都接受。
They have got more than 10 places of worship。
佢哋有超过10个聚会嘅地方。
I've been to about 7 of them。
我自己都去过成头七个。
Just recently, this just took place within the last year。
就系啱啱最近教年所发生嘅事情。
And the whole congregation now is now TJC members. Most of them, a lot of them are to be baptized, and yet more than 200 of them have been baptized already. Rebaptized.
成个会众大约有200多个信徒已经系洗咗礼噶。
And all the others wanted to be baptized.
其他的都要求来洗礼。
Because this is God's work.
因为这个是神的工
作。This is power from on high.
这个是从上头来的能力。
Opening the minds of all those who are humble with their hearts in their mind.
神就把这样的恩典给那些很谦卑有虚心的人。
So this power from on high is to give us rebirth.Through water baptism and the Holy Spirit,
所以从上头嚟嘅能力就俾人有呢个机会嚟重生啊，即系作圣灵嘅带领。
You see, this power is to give the church to remit sins through water baptism.
同时呢个能力可以俾教会有呢个权柄嚟赦罪。
Remember we said in John chapter 20.
我哋记唔记得喺约翰福音书二十章所讲嘅
？Look at that again. This is a second very important power.
我哋嚟睇下，约翰福音书二十章第呢度所讲到
，verse 22，
二十二节
，or 23，
二十三节。
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are forgiven. Jesus is talking about after you receive the Holy Spirit, you can forgive sins. You can retain sins.
呢度所讲嘅耶稣所要提示讲俾我哋听就系一个人得到圣灵之后，我哋。 有呢個權力嚟赦免邊個人嘅罪，或者
How can
啊唔借人嘅
罪。A person forgive someone else's sins? Impossible.
啊，一個人點可以咁樣嚟啊赦免人嘅罪咧
？What Jesus is talking about here is water baptism to remit our sins.
主耶穌呢度所講到，只不過係啊有呢個能力係洗禮嘅時候嚟赦罪。
The Holy Spirit comes upon us.The workers of God, when baptizing people, sins are forgiven, not because of the workers, but because of the Holy Spirit. Because of the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
洗礼的时候，因为这个人接受洗礼，因为圣灵的能力，不是工人的能力，可以把这个人的罪来洗去。
The power of the Holy Spirit can cut the listeners.
所以圣灵的能力同时都可以来使到听到的人扎心。
Look at Acts chapter 2、
我们来看《使徒行传》的第二章。
Acts chapter 2
《使徒行传》第二章
Verse
37 37节
After the downpour of Holy Spirit and Peter was empowered to preach
圣灵降临之后、彼得、被圣灵充满来讲道。
This message was very clear. It's about Jesus being crucified by you people, you sinners.
彼得很清楚这样来讲，就是很简单的、你们所害的主耶稣就是 这位真神。
Verse 37 When the listeners heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren,What shall we do? They are cut by the word of God.
他们听了这个说话之后呢，就被神的说话觉得非常之扎心，就问彼得，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
We must let that power cut our hearts.
我们一定要借着这个能力，使到我们扎心。
So that we can be delivered from the dominion of Satan.
这样可以使到我们从这个撒旦的权柄之下被救出来。
And then you can see the power of the Holy Spirit.The power from on high was to establish the church.
咁样你就会睇到呢、这个圣灵嘅能力，从上头嚟嘅能力嚟建立教会。四十一节。
And those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
于是
one day 3,000 people baptized.
呢度讲嚟听，一日咧领受嘅人，受咗洗嗰啲人大约有3,000人。
We haven't done this yet in the world today. God is going to come soon.
今日真系苏教会未试过一日3,000人受洗。
We baptize about 200 something people one day。
一日可以200多人洗礼。
Some other time maybe 300 or 400。
有时候就300-400。
3,000 yet to come。
3,000或者有一日会实现。
We have to work hard。
我哋要勤力咁样努力嚟工作。
And then the church, as you can see.Began to grow after that.
喺呢度讲我哋听之后咧，教会就开始快快咁样嚟增长。
Look at chapter 4.
我哋嚟睇下第四章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. Those who believed, of course, those who baptized in that version. 5,000 just man.
呢度讲你听咗道之后咧，有好多人信。
Chapter 4 verse 4.
四章第四节就信咗之后就意思有洗礼，单单男人有5,000。
Within a short period of time, thousands of people, even 10,000 of people were baptized, including women, children.
所以喺呢个短短嘅时间讲俾我哋听，男女细路哥加埋最少有上成万。
Within the past short number of years, for example, in Africa, we have got more than 100 places of worship, including churches, buildings already in Africa.
所以喺非洲喺呢几年当中咧，好短短嘅时间有超过100个地方教会嘅设立。
More than 10 up altogether 13 countries at least.
最少有13个国家。
And the number of people in Africa and different parts of the world are still asking.Many are of the workers of True Church to preach to them.
所以有好多地方嘅嗰啲人都仍然要要求神嘅工人去嗰度嚟传福音。
Especially through the internet.
尤其是借助呢个今日嘅网络。
I still have many, you know, letters to reply in the internet.
仲有好多嘅呢啲信系要嚟向佢哋嚟回答。
This is telling us God is working by the power of the Holy Spirit.
讲俾我哋听就系神喺嗰度工作，借助圣灵嘅能力。
If we truly have received the Holy Spirit,
如果我哋真真正正得到圣灵
，we will have that boldness, courage to preach the word of God.
我哋就有呢个勇气，有呢个勇敢嚟传讲神嘅福音。
Look at Peter, a very timid person.Before receiving the Holy Spirit, denied Jesus 3 times.
我哋睇一下彼得，未得到圣灵之前咧， 佢係一個最出名嘅嚟否認耶穌三次。
And then after he received the Holy Spirit, he was the first preacher to preach the first sermon in the time of history, in the time of apostles.
就係使徒時代我哋發覺到聖靈降臨之後咧，佢都係第一位嘅站起嚟傳福音嘅傳道人。
Was all because of the power from on high which came upon him, dwelt upon him, enabled him to do his work.
為什麼呢？就是因為從上頭來的能力聖靈彼得當時有這樣的勇氣來為主耶穌來作見證。
More importantly, the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, enables us to understand the truth.
更加重要的就是這個從上頭來的能力可以幫助我們來明白真理。
Look at John,
我們來看看約翰福音書
Chapter 16
16章
Verse 13
16章的13節
John 16:13
約翰福音書16章13節
16:13 However, when he, the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Here he tells us, the power of the Holy Spirit is to enable us to understand the truth.
这里说我们听，圣灵的能力就是帮助我们明白真理。
Without the Holy Spirit, it is not easy to understand the truth.
没圣灵的带领呢，不容易来明白真道。
Without the Holy Spirit, even though we might have understood to a certain extent, we will not be able to accept.
没圣灵的带领，或者说我们都对圣经有多少的认识，但是我们都不会来这样来接受。
The same John tells us so clearly.
同一个作者约翰同样这样说我们
听。John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
He tells us that we have to discern the spirits.
告诉我们听，要明白怎样来分辨。
In other words, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we will not accept the truth, even though that is preached to him or her.
告诉我们听，如果我们没圣灵的话，真理传给你，你都不会来接受。
So we have to discern whether a person has got the Holy Spirit or not.
所以我们要来分辨一下，一个人是不是有神的灵。
In verse 6,First John chapter 4 verse 6.
约翰一书第四章第六节。
We can see clearly, only the truth of the Holy Spirit can enable us to discern what the truth is, what the wrong is.
所以唯有从神来的灵咧，就话可以俾我哋知道认得出嚟系属于真理嘅灵，或者系渺茫。
In other words, today when we preach to many people.
换句话嚟讲，今日我哋传福音俾好多人。
We can see the truth in the Bible。
我哋喺圣经入边睇得到真理。
But can they see the truth？
但系佢哋系咪一样睇得到咧
？You see, if a person claims to have received the Holy Spirit，
但系如果一个人可以同你讲佢已经得到圣灵
，maybe he claims to have received the Holy Spirit 咯。
佢可以同你讲佢得到圣
灵。He's not from the true church。
但系佢唔系从真教会嚟嘅。
And we have received the Holy Spirit。
我哋都得到圣灵啦。
But if we do not agree on the truth。
但如果在真理上我们都不可以一致
Even though we can see clearly we might not accept
但我们都知道
Or one party does not accept
或者其中一方面都不会来接受
You can see something wrong with the spirit that he has claimed
所以我们就会很明白的知道他所说他所得到的灵
The answer is very clear That is how do we know thatWe have received the Holy Spirit.
这个答案是非常
Or person has received the Holy Spirit.
这个答案非常之清楚，告诉我们听一个人是否真正得到圣灵。
Not just speaking in tongues.
不是单单讲灵言。
Because the devil can deceive, telling, asking a person to speak something. It's not tongue, just like tongue, but not tongue.
因为魔鬼一样可以使一个人讲一啲说话，但系唔系灵言嚟嘅。
I've met many people like this.
我本身已经见到很多这样的人
Until they accept the truth
一直等到他们接受真理
What did he say? He who is not of God does not hear us
不属神的就不听我们
He who knows God That means he knows the truth Accept the truth Hear us
那些认识神的话就听从我们
In other words Ask means what? The apostles Hear John is one of the apostles
这里所说的我们就是使徒们所说的
So if they listen to what we preach because we preach according to the Bible, then we know whether he has got the Holy Spirit or not.
如果我们就知道我们所讲的他听不听呢我们就很清楚知道他是否已经得到圣灵。
But according to the Bible,
根据圣经
In Acts chapter 5 verse 32,
在使徒行传第五章32节讲
的 A person receives the Holy Spirit only when he has accepted the truth.
一個人會得到聖靈咧，通常都係因為佢已經接受到真理。
唔係通常 ，must
一定要接受真理。
In other words, if he doesn't have the truth, he of course would not have accepted the truth. How could he receive the Holy Spirit?
如果佢冇真理嘅話，所以佢唔可能會得到聖靈。
So we got to be very careful.
所以我哋又非常之小心。
So guiding us into the truth is from power of God.
所以要帶領我哋嚟引導我哋明白聖經嘅真理都係聖靈。
And a very important power from above.
就係好重要嘅呢個。
First Corinthians chapter 14, we mentioned just now.
哥林多前書十四章
，verse 4，
第四節。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4。
哥林多前書十四章第四節。
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, edification of oneself in speaking in tongues.
講方言就係造造就自己。
If we want to be better spiritually.
如果你在属灵方面要更加好的话
better pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
一定要祈求圣灵的充满
But, and then at the same time, we must spend more time praying in tongues.
所以我们要花多点时间来讲方言
And that will help us to grow.
这样就可以帮助我们来成就
A person I know of was a gambler for 40 years.
有一个人我认识他他曾经是
40 years gambling in his life.
40年的时间
Now he's almost 70.
现在他差不多70岁。
One day he came to the church. He received the Holy Spirit.
有一天他来到真耶稣教会，他就得到圣灵。
He stopped gambling.
他就停止来赌博。
He told me at least 3 or 4 times.
他有三四次这样跟我说。
How he stopped gambling after receiving the Holy Spirit.
他就是得到圣灵之后，怎样来停止这个赌博的
事。This is called edification.
这个、是一个造就人的事
In other words, when we have received the Holy Spirit, we obey the Holy Spirit, we speak in tongues more and more daily, every day, you know, spend much time. We can be changed, we can be better person spiritually. This is the power from on high.
当我们得到圣灵，每一日祷告，我们讲方言的话，我们会顺从圣灵，这样我们这个灵性就一日比一日好。这个就表明出从上头来的能力。
There are many, many good testimonies about how the Holy Spirit can help us.
有很多很好的见证要告诉我们听圣灵怎样帮助我们。
We must obey the Holy Spirit.
但是首先我们一定要顺从圣灵。
A person smoking for 40 years.
如果一个人
50 years or 50 years.
一个人有50年的食烟。
After he received the Holy Spirit, he quit.
一直打到
Immediately.
得到圣灵之后他立刻停止。
Now he's 80 something.
现在的八十几岁
For more than 30 years not touching one cigarette
三十几年来他都没点过一支烟
Why?
为什么
Because he obeys the Holy Spirit
因为他是顺从圣灵
Why? Because he prays in the Holy Spirit in speaking in tongues
为什么
Being edified by God
因为他是常常灵言祷告顺从圣灵得到造就
So you can see God is so good
所以在这里讲听神是非常之好
The Holy Spirit is so important
圣灵对我们来说非常之重要
It was rebirth for salvation
首先就可以给人来重生有得救
Secondly, it gives church power to remit sins
再来就给教会有这个权柄来
Give us power to preach the gospel
第三就是有这个能力来传福音
Give us power to establish churches throughout the whole world
给我们的能力这样来在全世界来建立教会
So this bonus is from him Spiritual bonus courage to preach the gospel
这个属灵的勇气是从圣灵而来的给我们有这个勇气来传福音
This power of understanding accepting the truth
就是有这个真理圣灵真理的圣灵给我们明白真理
Also power of edification
都是有这个使得我们可以得到造就
But unfortunately Some people, some, not all.
有些人就
After hearing the word of God,
他们听到真理之后
After being rebuked, because of love,
被藉着因为爱而来提醒
They don't listen.
他们仍然不听
They continue to sin against God.
继续来犯罪
These kind of people,
这些人
will not grow spiritually.
在属灵方面不会长
大 These kind of people.
这样的人
They will not be called or accepted by God.
他们永远不会被神
来 Not that God's power is not powerful enough to change them.
不是说神的能力不够这个力量来改变他
Is they themselves who give themselves a chance to go astray.
是因为他们自己没给自己机会仍然走迷路
So we have to yield, surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一定要全身这样伏在神的面前
Jesus teaches us how to pray for the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣教导我哋点样嚟求圣
灵。We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我哋而家要把余下嘅时间嚟求圣灵。
If God can give Holy Spirit to many people in the world today,
如果今日神可以把佢圣灵赐给世上好多嘅人
，We can pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit now.
同樣的今天我們一樣可以藉著禱告來得到聖靈的
充滿。 Number of weeks ago I was in Dublin
幾日之前幾個星期之前我在這個 Dublin 都柏林
I saw people receiving the Holy Spirit
我都一樣看到人得到聖靈。
A person in a native northern island people from the Papa Island person A woman. Is it the Holy Spirit?
一位喺愛爾蘭嘅婦人，佢禱告得到聖靈。
A Nigerian woman received the Holy Spirit.
一位呢個非洲雷克利亞嚟嘅女人。
Many other people received the Holy Spirit.
仲有好多人得到聖靈。
Oh, this is wonderful.
呢個非常之好嘅。
Because this is the promised Holy Spirit.
因為呢個係應許嘅聖靈。
This is the power from on high.
係從上帶嚟嘅能力。
Throughout the whole world, in the true church, wherever we go, we can see God is working mightily.
全世界真耶稣教会，我哋都可以睇到神嘅工作，仍然系大大嘅
true church
工作当中。
The truth according to Bible must be proclaimed here in London too.
同样嘅神嘅呢个真理咧，应该喺伦敦呢度嚟讲传。
Millions of people in London.
喺伦敦有
according to a report, 10 to 50 million people.
在倫敦有15億的人口
How many people are actually in the truth?
今天到底有多少人已經是真理
的 How many of them will meet us in heaven in the future?
今天這麼多倫敦這樣的人這麼多的人口有多少個將來可以跟我們在天國來見面
It is our mission to bring the truth to them
這個是我們每一個人的使命
This is only possible By the power of the Holy Spirit.
唯有藉著聖靈嘅能力。
So when a person receives the Holy Spirit, obviously we can see clearly from Acts of the Apostle, he must be able to speak in tongues.
所以當一個人得聖靈嘅時候，從使徒行傳講嚟聽，佢一定會講方言。
The woman I mentioned in Ireland just now, after she received the Holy Spirit,
嗰位女士，頭先我所講啊，喺愛爾蘭得到聖靈之後
，She said to me, "Why every time I kneel down and pray, I could not say Hallelujah anymore?"
佢問我，同我講，點解每一次祈禱嘅時候咧，我就唔可以再講到 Hallelujah？
So she said to me, "I try to stop praying."
佢就講我聽，我有時想停止
Amen, stop prayer
講就 Amen 就
就就停啦。I cannot speak in tongues anymore.
當然你就唔可以再講方言。
And then when she started praying again.
當佢再禱告嘅時候，
佢 begin to speak in tongues again。
佢又再開始講方言。
So why？
點解
？Suddenly I realize something that we have not explained to her。
所以我就覺得有啲事情我未真真正正。
Once a person receives the Holy Spirit, he can speak in tongues anytime in his life, any prayer。
一個人得到聖靈嘅話咧，喺佢一生當中，佢隨時咩時候禱告嘅時候都可以講方言。
This is So called, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you forever. Is that what Jesus says?
換句話嚟講，就好似主耶穌所講嘅，永遠住喺你入邊。
Don't be deceived by people.
唔好俾人咁樣呃咗。
If you cannot speak in tongues, you have not received the Holy Spirit.
你冇講方言，你就係冇得到聖靈。
So we have to thank God for this.
我哋要嚟感謝。
One of the greatest truths, which is indispensable for salvation, is receiving the Holy Spirit to be reborn.
唯一有一个非常之大的福音就是同得救有关系的就是要得到圣灵
The Bible teaches us how to pray
圣经都有教导我怎样来做祷告
We put our hands together
我们把我们的手合上把眼睛合上
Kneel down to bow our knee to show respect and honor to God
我们跪低我们就在神的面前表示我们对神的谦卑
In the name of Jesus I pray
祷告开始我们就讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告
And then he said God help me to understand the truth Give me a heart of humility
祷告的时候可以讲神求你给我来认识你给我一个谦卑的心
According to Luke chapter 11
根据路加福音书十一章
And also Revelation chapter 19
好像启示录
according to these two places, huh?
这两个地方,
we have to repeat something, knocking at the door constantly.
就好像我们所说的要好似,
the knocking is repeated action.
一定要来重复再重复的,
repeated noise.
一定要重复的,
what is that noise?
这个声音是什么?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Revelation.
启示里这样说,
they begin to pray with understandable words, and suddenly their hallelujah turn into thunderings and water falls.
因为在祷告当中我们要讲自己的说话可以再讲 hallelujah, 突然之间
hallelujah就, I've seen with my own eyes people who prayed hard hallelujah, you know, God, Holy Spirit will come upon them very easily.
神的恩典可以看得到曾经看到人 因为他们祷告说 hallelujah 的时候, 圣灵降临, 他们就会得到圣灵.
This is not just in Africa.
不是单单是非洲看得到,
but in different parts of the world.
世界,
today
真是足够都看到,
that we can pray for the Holy Spirit.
今天就是我们这个机会来祷告, 求圣灵.
We pray together.
我们现在来求圣灵.
We invite all those who have not received the Holy Spirit to come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们来, 邀请那些未得到圣灵的, 每一个人到前面来,
and those who want to pray, you know, for the for healings or power of God to work, you can, you know, kneel a bit behind, huh?
这样要求能力的医治的可以一样到前面来,
and God workers will come and help us and lay hands upon us according to the Bible.
神的工人会来透过上来帮助你们,
show ourselves humility before God,
要把自己到神的面前来,
faith in him,
表现出我们的谦卑,
the power from on high will come upon us,
对神有信心, 这样向他来的能力,
when you say hallelujah, hallelujah loud,
当你很大声说 hallelujah,
you cannot say hallelujah anymore when Holy Spirit comes upon you.
当圣灵降临你身上, 你就再不说这么多
hallelujah. This is the greatest miracle in the end time.
因为这个就是末世, 所有的最大的一个神迹.
And yet, sometimes we're not careful, we take it for granted.
如果我们不小心的话, 我们就觉得这个是理所当然会发生的.
Look at the sun.
就好似, 看看这个太阳,
coming in the morning, setting in the evening.
从早上从那边出来, 晚上从那边来,
a big miracle.
其实是一个大的神迹.
Every morning, the sun is up.
其实每一天早上太阳会出来.
We've got used to it. It's no more a miracle.
因为我们每天都见到, 我们就觉得不奇怪.
Holy Spirit is the same. Be careful. Don't take it just as a sun rising and, you know,
圣灵,
going down.
不要当圣灵好像太阳一日早出, 晚上下去这样.
Let's come forward with humility to pray.
我们希望现在每一个人谦卑到前面来.
If you want to move the chairs back, move, do so.
如果太多人的话, 可以把这些担子退后.
Let's come and pray.
现在来到前面来祷告.